What's up, gamers? This is Surviving the Dice. I'm the Dad Mage Kane, and Gabby is joining us for her third and final episode as the gang attempts to take down the legendary beast, the Khaja Girdle. We've got a brand new guest joining our ranks next week, so stay tuned for that. But first things first, let's get rolling. Our new hero, so we put an excellent plan. You guys run around the corner from the Transformation Lake. You see the swinging signs of New Goliath. And as you are running back in, you see some of the townsfolk, including the mayor, start to come into the square, sort of waiting upon your arrival. Relic, heroes, you've returned.
We've returned and we're under attack.
What? What's happening?
The Khaja Girdle! It's coming. And he looks at the mob. It's because of you! The Khaja Girdle is drawn to angry mobs who hate the arts.
That wasn't in the stories!
We learned that. See, these gents will tell you they were there, they saw it with their own eyes. They can describe it in great detail.
The sulfur burned my nostrils. Yes. I'll never be able to smell again.
Dom, as you say that, the smell of sulfur invades New Goliath as everyone starts sort of covering their noses and you hear the flapping of wings in the distance and then a like 10 times more menacing than you've heard it yet. And this massive dragon-sized creature comes down on the edge wall of New Goliath. It's got a steaming look in its eyes with its big nose and cow head and a massive turtle shell. And as it's perched on the edge of the walls, you see just these massive, vulnerable, dangling udders. And it looks into the sky. Everybody starts running for shelter as fast as they can. And then it just looks up and just breathes fire into the sky. Everybody roll initiative.
Oh! Maddox is gonna yell, "Get milk! Get milk!" for everyone. It hates milk. Can I ask, what is the, now that we see it, what is the, like, composition of the face? What is pig and what is cow? I'm curious.
It's like a full cow head with just, like, a snout. Like a pig snout, yeah.
Perfect.
And dragon eyes.
Medicine creature.
The very first thing that happens is the Khaja Girdle starts moving along the ridgeline of the city and it flaps its wings and the sulfuric smell that invades the city starts burning your eyes. Y'all start gagging. Everybody make me a constitution saving throw.
Oh my god. It's so smelly.
A 20 for Dom.
Redlick, what was yours?
18.
18 for me as well.
Mine was an 11. P.U.
Redlick, Dom, Shanks, you know the stories of old. You were prepared for the smell, but Maddox, it overwhelms you as it invades you and you're just standing there gagging at the smell and you are unable to move for this turn. You can still take your actions or bonus actions, but you cannot move. You're immobilized by the sulfuric stench of the Khaja Girdle and it is Dom's turn.
Oh my god.
Okay. Dom is going to cast a firebolt aiming at the udders.
Love it.
Hit DC 20.
Gonna hit. Roll some damage.
Damage 8. I feel like a robot.
You see Dom take a step forward and a firebolt launches out of his staff and hits this thing clean down the pipe of one of the udders, and it just goes and falls down on its side, collapsing a building before it gets back up and just looks super angry. Anything
else,
Dom? That's
it for my turn.
Maddox, you can't move, but you still have your actions and bonus actions. What would you like to do?
Okay. If I can't move, can I attempt to hide?
Cannot hide. You're in the middle of the street. This thing is looking at you. You can't move.
Okay. I figured not, but you know, it's worth an ask. Okay. I'm going to pull out my short bow and also attempt to hit the udder. That is going to be a 15 to hit.
15 will miss as this thing turns and the arrow bounces off of its shell.
No. I'm so stinky! The sulfur! I'm overcome! That's my turn. That's all I'm gonna do.
Max's cow griddle marches up to you and gives you a big swing of its claw.
Oh my god, why me?
It's gonna be a natural 20 on
the
on the Couch Girdle's first roll after coming into existence.
Oh my god.
It was a natural 20.
Oh my god, it's too powerful!
It's so good. It's too powerful for sure.
I gave it talons.
Why did you give it talons?
Added them in at the last second. Yeah, at the last minute.
It was an ad lib.
Oh, God.
Dealing 19 points of razor sharp damage.
Are we next to each other? Am I right next to...
Yeah, we're set up. You guys were just sort of in a group, so I would give that if that's what you were planning.
I want to intercept. So you can reduce the damage by 1d10 plus 3.
Oh, by 1d10 plus 3. Okay, that's helpful. Well, why don't you ever do that? Okay?
It's because you guys always run away.
Maybe I wouldn't run away if I knew you could do that. Okay, 1d10 plus 3, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's reduced by 6. That's still helpful. Thank you, Shanks.
Gouger Girdle brings its claw around at the last talon, is hooked on Shanks' shield. But then it gets down on its elbows and brings its other claw around and tries to hit you, Shanks. Sandwich you together. Uh-oh. And it's going to miss as you bring your shield back around. You feel the weight of the claw crushing you, but it does not connect. And lastly, it's looking around and it sees Dom and Redelic. And it brings its massive sweeping tail around at you,
shield.
Redelic. Oh. It's just going for Redelic.
Oh, never mind.
Redelic, make a dexterity saving throw for me, please.
Okie dokie. 16.
Excellent.
Phew.
You pass as you jump over this tail. Ooh. The impact still does 9 points of bludgeoning damage with the weight of this thing's tail come across you and wipes you out. But you land on your feet, otherwise intact. And
I say, I went to circus school!
A perfect textbook barrel rollover. And it's your turn, Redelic.
Okay. Okay, let me think. Whoa, so many options! Okay, who am I near?
After that, I don't know if you'd be directly next to anybody, but you'd be close to everybody. You could be right next to Dom if you wanted to. And you can see everybody. You guys are all within 30 feet of each other right now.
Okay. Gonna do the bard thing. And, it's confusing. And I'm gonna cast... heroism.
You really
don't know.
Don't fight much, do you?
No, I don't. No, I don't think I want to do that. It's very indecisive.
Okay. Your songbook.
Yeah, he's hoping he's flipping,
yeah, he's flipping through pages. Like,
what do you want to sing about is in the background, Maddox and Shanks are just fighting this horrible beast. He's fingering through the pages.
Okay, I think I'm just gonna no, because I'm too near to everybody. Dang it! I didn't really equip myself with very good spells, I'm learning. I'm just going to cast Heroism, which will I am imbuing, and I'll choose Dom with bravery. And so you're immune to being frightened, and you're getting temporary hit points at the start of each of its turns.
Why, thank you.
So I'm just going to do that. I'm just going to play my little supporting role. So Redelic looks at Dom, gives him a big thumbs up, and goes, "You got this!" And imbues him with bravery. Okay, that's my action. And then for my bonus action, I'm going to do another bardic inspiration. So I'm gonna play another little tune. This time I'm singing a tale about how frightening the Cowdrick Girdle is, and I will I'll say that this is targeted towards Maddox. So now you have a bardic inspiration die. You can choose when you use it. Okay, that's my turn.
Thank you. I really needed that. This isn't going so well for me so far.
Shanks, falls to you.
Okie dokie. Shanks is excited about the flipping over plan. So he's going to reach into his pack for a length of rope and try to see if I can, like, hook one of these wings and, like, tie it to something. Like, kind of, like, knock the couch girdle off of its flapping game.
Are you trying to lasso a couch girdle?
I'm lassoing. I'm wrangling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's my plan. I'm going to try to use the rope to lasso a wing of the Cadrigirdle.
All right, this thing is massive, but you get your lasso knot going, you swing it above your head, make a ranged attack against this thing.
Okay, and that's
so
just...
you roll with your dex modifier.
Okay. Come on! Ooh, that is a... that one.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
You go to lasso this thing around, and as you give it a whip, you somehow knot it around your own feet, and you kick your own feet out, and you just slam on your back.
Whoopsies.
I'm not going to include that one in the tale.
Ooh, well, that's a little embarrassing. That's all I got. That's my entire turn. I have no bonus action that is useful.
All right.
So that's it.
Everybody make me a constitution saving throw at the top of turn order.
Uh-oh.
We need to get it to stop flying.
God.
That's a 15 for Maddox this time.
Dom's thinking he's going to... yeah, Dom's going to divinate this one. He's going to get a 16.
14.
13 for me.
The smell is an old friend at this point. Nobody is immobilized for this turn. You guys can all move freely. You look at each other, your eyes are all just watering. Get through it. And Dom, it's your turn.
Okay. All right. Dom is going to send some magic missiles, a second level magic missile towards the Dragurto. I mean, the Cal Dragurto.
The Cal Dragurto. Mama
okay, first damage is 4, and this is at aim to the udder.
Not good.
And then 2. And then 5. And then 4. Yep, that's it.
As the Catagirdle goes back on its haunches, you let rip a bunch of magic missiles that hit in and around its udders, and it screams out in pain once more.
And that's it for Dumpster.
MVP so far.
Yeah. Dom during his part of the story. Maddox, it is your turn.
Okay, so now that I am free to move, I'm going to first use my bonus action to attempt to hide, maybe behind some building or rubble in the town.
Okay, so you're moving away from this thing?
How close am I to it? We'll get an opportunity attack if I move away.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just hit you with its hand, so for sure it will, yep.
Okay, then I'm not gonna do that. We're just gonna skip that. I am going to, and I'm sorry, is it airborne again? Are the udders like visible?
Right now it's just like down in front of you. It's just right in front of you. It's on the ground.
I see, okay. Then I'm going to, actually it's, I'm gonna pull out my new short sword and I'm going to wakakaka and try to chop up its udders. And that's going to be a 23 to hit.
23 is going to hit.
Okay, red. It's starting to feel mean now. Like more we really get at it's the udders. Okay, that's going to be 7 damage to the udders.
It's like this creature was just created for this purpose.
Yeah.
It's being like slaughtered.
Yeah.
God, what have we done?
Let's unpack the ethics of this. Yeah.
Did you turn Maddox?
And then I'm going to use my bonus action to disengage, and I'm going to try to get as far from the Catagirdle as possible.
All right. All right. The Catagirdle is going to lift up, start flapping its sulfuric wings and get up into the air. Shanks, you can take an opportunity attack against it.
Yes, please. Here we go. Ooh, that's a 23 to hit.
Excellent. Roll some damage out.
Yeah. That'd be 6 damage.
Milk is pouring out of this thing's cut open udders as it
rises
and it leans down. You see fire start to swell in its nostrils and it blasts out a lane of flame engulfing Shanks and Dom. Shanks and Dom, make a dexterity saving throw for me, please.
Oof.
Oh no.
Ooh, that's a 10.
Dom got a 20, not natural.
Oh yeah, Dom?
Dom's been rolling hot.
Yep.
Well, now you don't say that out loud.
Yeah.
I'll have wood near me.
That was me knocking. No one's
all right.
Like knocking at anyone's door if you were concerned.
Shanks, what was yours, sorry?
It's a 10.
All right, this lane of fire lights up. You see the Dom had casted a sort of a spectral shield just in time, free action. So you take 12 points of fire damage. Shanks, you're going to take the full 25. You are torched. This thing flaps its wings and comes back and lands on the top of the town hall, sort of around the bell tower, and leans out and gives a massive roar.
Dom takes 12?
Dom takes 12, yep.
Wow.
Oh!
And that'll be the
fuel good.
Wait. Oh yeah, no, okay.
And that'll be the Catagirdle.
Oh my god.
Redlick, it's your turn.
Alright. I'm gonna shout to everyone all my party mates, and I'm gonna say get away from the creature! Get away from the creature! I've got a plan, but don't be near it. Okay. So then he's going to cast pyrotechnics, which allows me to extinguish. Is there still fire abound?
Yeah, there's like a big lane of fire through the middle of the town square.
Okay, well, I'm gonna extinguish that with pyrotechnics, which then I get to choose if I want fireworks to go off or smoke. And I'm gonna choose smoke.
Oh, all right. Wow. Was this the big plan?
No, it's just there's another step to it. So use your long range attacks if you can. Don't hear it.
You see Red like douse the fires and just make the counter griddle just gone in a cloud of smoke.
Now we can't even see it.
Don't worry, we'll dissipate in about 1 minute or until a strong wind disperses it.
Oh no.
Red, like, is that your turn?
Yeah.
Shanks.
Alright. Yeah, I'm gonna run away. The thing is, it flew away, right? So there's no opportunity attack.
It flew away, yep.
Alright, so I'm gonna run over next to Redalic. Just like back to back kinda vibes. Now that it's a little Charlie's Angels moment. And then I'm gonna bless everyone. So
remind me what that does.
Blessed.
Thank you.
Blessed. What do I do?
You get to add a d4 to any attack roll or saving throw.
Okay.
Blessed be.
All right. They turn Shanks.
Yeah, that's the entirety of it.
Dom, your turn.
Okay, so is Dom near the Dragirdle, the counter girdle?
The counter girdle is on top of a building right now, sort of looking out. So you can see it. You can make an attack.
But I'm not
you don't
like
have line on the udders.
Super close.
No, cool. Not super close. No,
great. All right. Dom is going to cast magic missile again from as a second level spell.
All right, lay it on.
And he's going to use Shanks's D4, 1d4.
It's for attack rolls, not damage.
Okay, the hit is
here. Yeah.
Oh, not here. Okay.
No, because it's automatically hits. It's to hit, right? Right, Shanks?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's attack rolls and saving throws.
Five. So. Oh, these are terrible. 7. I have one more. Oh my gosh, that's the worst one I've ever done. A 9 was my total damage.
Eek.
Yeah.
All right, you see these magic missiles pepper the counter griddle from atop a building, but it still looks like it's wreaking havoc.
Oh, gosh. All right, Maddox. That's it.
Maddox,
okay.
It's your turn.
So, did any of the townspeople gather milk?
No, everyone is gone.
Okay.
No one is interested in bringing milk out.
Okay, sorry. I was going to do something with the milk. That's okay. Okay, I'm going to, at the top of my turn, attempt to hide as my bonus action. And that is going to be a, that's big. I can't add. 26.
You feel sufficiently hidden between the smoke screen. It like gives you a little wink, and you do not feel that the counter girdle is tracking you at the sun.
Awesome. And then I'm going to use my... I'm gonna be crazy, and I'm gonna do my short bow, and again try to aim at. I don't know if I can see the udders, but aim where I think the udders are.
Cannot see the udders. This thing is like creeping over the edge of a building, but you do got a shot at its head still.
Okay, yeah, that's the head is huge, and I'm gonna add my 4 to it. So to
the head
hit,
that is huge.
That is huge. That is a unnatural 20 to hit.
Unnatural 20 go hit.
Okay, and then. And then I'm just gonna be so crazy again. Oh, just hang on. Every time
she's
I have
so
to remember.
Crazy.
How this works. She's so crazy.
This girl's crazy.
She's three wild. 12 points of damage. That wasn't as crazy as I thought it would be. Still crazy. Crazy! 12 points of damage.
Woohoo!
Your turn, Maddox?
That is my turn, yes.
Got the girdle, lets out a roar, and Dom, it looks at you who's delivered it.
Shield
damage, and it comes down for a
shield.
Swipe.
No, shield.
He's going to land back down in the courtyard right on top of Dom and bring its razor-sharp dragon talons across him.
Did it dissipate any smoke, perchance?
Did my shield at all work, or no?
A strong gust of wind, not quite present, but it dissipates some smoke. You see, you cast your shield, and you ricochet the hand up, and it bounces across and slams into a wall, and you see that this small building collapses onto its hand on a natural run from the girdle.
Ooh.
It didn't like the smoke. It's confused.
It's going to try and attack you one more time, Dom.
Oh, my God. Another shield, I guess.
What's your AC at? I think you only got to do one. It lasts a turn. You don't burn your spells off
at
that.
It's at 17.
Okay. Still going to hit this time as it rips its hand back out of the house towards you. Dealing 10 points of damage.
Ugh! I literally had 9 health points. That sucks. Dang.
Wait, did you count the extra? Did you count the temporary hit points too? You got 6 at the beginning of the turn?
Yeah. It was that dang mine that killed me.
No, you rested though.
Ten minutes, didn't really do much.
Oh, gotcha. I thought maybe you felt recovered after that.
I'm dead now.
Dom, you get swatted across. You see Dom's limp body comes and rolls to Redlick and Shanks' feet. And this thing comes forward to Redlick and Shanks, and it's going to whip its tail around. Both of you make a dexterity saving throw for me, please.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Who, me also?
Yeah, both of you, yeah. You guys are standing back to back like Charlie's Angels, as I recall.
Add your d4 to it for Shanks's thing, too.
You remember to add the d4, too, yeah.
Yes, thank goodness. 18, then.
Okay, I got a 13.
Shanks, you're going to fail. Right, like you'll pass. Dealing a merciful 2 damage to you, Redlick, and 4 damage to Shanks.
Golly, okay.
He just went bink with his little talon.
Yeah, just like. Boink. And Redlick, it's your turn. This beast is right in front of you. You got Dom unconscious at your feet, and Shanks right beside you.
Oh, I am going to use Vicious Mockery, my cantrip.
Hell yeah.
On the couch, Colonel. And it says, it's if it can hear me, though it need not understand you, which I love. So it doesn't even understand. I'm like, you filthy abomination. nasty creature. So I'm going to cast that, which is a wisdom saving throw.
Got a natural 1 again.
Okay. So it takes 1d4 psychic damage and has disadvantage on the next attack roll it makes before the end of its next turn.
Huge. Ooh. All right, roll that 1d4 out for us.
Oh, I roll it. Ooh, I'm going to use my... 3.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Shanks? Or is there anything else, Redler? Is that your turn?
Oh.
Is that your turn? You good?
Do I have any health potions? I didn't buy any earlier.
Right, I think you would have one handy health potion on you for sure.
Use my bonus section to take my health potion.
Yeah, do that.
How much does it heal me?
2d4 plus 2, I think, gang.
Probably. Hold on.
Let me check.
Somebody tell me.
Yeah, 2d4.
Yep, 2d4 plus 2.
Oh.
Okay, well, Jinx.
Thanks,
It only healed me 6. Okay, that's fine.
Oh, no.
All right.
You mock this thing and then just chug out. Jinx, all right,
that's it.
Okay, I'm going to cure wounds our young wizard down here. Yeah. 11.
Shakes, you really are one of the gods.
And just open at him, slap him on the back. Maybe the butt cheek. and then as a bonus action, I'm also going to drink a health potion. yeah, that seems wise. Okay, that's it for me. I'm hanging out.
Dom, falls to you. You've got a counter griddle directly in front of you. Others hanging visible once again. Smoke
like
is around.
Like how close?
It's right in front of you.
Okay. And who
you,
is Redlick around me? Is...
You, Redlick, and Shanks are all about 5 feet away from it. You haven't seen Maddox in about 18 seconds.
Wait, I can move away from...
You can
I just
move,
don't want...
You can move around the counter girdle. And that would... It's so big that would put enough distance between you and Redlick and Shanks that they would
okay.
get attacked
well,
by that.
Okay, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to instead I'm going to cast... Thunderstep, but bring Redalic with me and kind of move us away a little bit, just like from the side.
You're gonna have to hit Shanks with it then if you're trying to bear him.
Oh, okay. I'll just walk by myself then and then Thunderstep.
Okay. All right. Make it so. No, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Can't wait for this damage.
Does he got a save or anything?
Nope. Or a constitution saving throw of 15. Sorry, my bad.
Okay, it is going to fail that.
Okay. All right, damage is... 13.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. You see, as Dom turns with this thing to get out of range of Redlick and Shanks, it's sort of turning with, and then Dom... puts his staff down and teleports in a crack of thunder that pops the udders like a water balloon as Dom teleports away. The thing is still up, but it is looks like it's on death's doorstep. Dom, where are you trying to teleport to?
As far away as possible, like 90 feet. So,
exactly 90 feet. Right
down
right.
the corner, around the corner, like...
You teleport yourself back against like the farthest like villager house that you possibly can. Someone comes out and gives you a little glass of milk. They misinterpreted
Thank
the instructions.
You.
Yeah. and Maddox falls to you. This thing
All
is
right.
very injured.
Okay. Awesome. Then I am going to once again attempt to hide in the hopes that there's still some lingering smoke. That's gonna be a That's going to be another 26.
26 Ooh. Is going to hide you.
Okay, and then I'm going to crack at it again with the short bow. Wow. That's going to be eep. That might not work so well. That's going to be a 7 to hit.
With your bless?
Yeah.
Are you still blessed? Oh.
With my bless.
That's not going to hit.
I figured. Okay, that's all I'm doing.
All right. Scouter Girdle turns attention back to Shanks and Redlick. You can make a dexterity saving throw as it lights up a lane of fire that rips through you.
21. Oh, and that wasn't even with your 4, so it's a 25.
I got myself a 5.
No.
Jinx, you take 28 points of fire damage, and Redlick, you take 14 as you are lit up by the counter girdle.
Wow, good. Right. Wow.
Shanks down.
Oh.
They send Shanks in front of you.
Oh my god.
My loot!
The strings start burning up. As you see Shanks' dead body in front of you, and he grabbed your loot. Redlick, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm gonna do what I've been trying to do, but it's gonna maybe have some friendly fire or something. That's too bad. I'm going to cast Glyph of Warding.
Oh!
And I'm going to specifically make it trigger, because I can have it trigger for a specific type of physical characteristic or creature kind. I'm just going to basically make that the exact description of the counter girdle, because, you know, I know the exact physical description since it came from my mind. And I want to basically set it wherever is like, most...
I'm going to cut you off because the casting time of Glyph of Warding, I believe, is 1 hour. So I don't think you're going to be able to get that off in combat.
Oh, no. We can all
just take a pause. We can work something out with the counter girdle.
Yeah, we're like, let's take a break. Oh, my gosh.
Time out. You go to you flip to this spell, and you start to cast, and you realize you're only 2 seconds into what looks like an hour of song and incantation.
No. Gotta come up with another plan. Okay, how about oh my god, what did it have disadvantage when it blew fire at us? Because it burnt us to a crisp. I was supposed to have mocked it. I'm like trying to.
I wasn't an attack roll, unfortunately.
Dang it, I'm like trying to justify. I'm like, but I made fun of you.
Viciously.
Viciously made fun of you. Okay. Then I'm really thrown off my game. I am going to. Oh my god, why didn't I give myself any spells that cause damage?
You're an artiste!
I'm an artiste! I'm gonna help up Shanks on my turn. There we go.
Okay. You got, how are you doing that? Can you heal him, or do you got health potions, or?
I thought I could just.
No, he's down. You have to give him health.
Can you take the health potion from his bag?
No, I'm going to imbue him. I'm going to cast heroism on him then. And so he at least gets the 6 temporary hit points. So he's down, but I'm like, you are such a hero.
Shanks, you hear her saying sweet nothings in your ears, and you crack your eyes open. You still have 0 hit points technically, but you have 6 temporary health.
Also, I lied. It's 3. Sorry. 3. Sorry.
Thanks. You got 3 health to your name. If that's it, Redelik, then it's your turn. What would you like to do?
3 imaginary health. All right. Shanks is going to look up with fire in his eyes. Both metaphorically, because he's pissed off, and also literally, because he's just been burnt to a crisp. And he's going to say, just take this, you bastard, and swing his battle axe.
Don't want to have a health potion?
No, I'm swinging. Okay, well, the first one was a 7 to hit. But I'm going to use my extra attack and do it again. Well, that one's an 8 to hit, so this didn't really go the way I was imagining.
Neither hit.
I rolled a 2 and a 3.
I said you were a hero!
okay, well, so that didn't go exactly how I imagined it.
Just coming back from the dead, taking a swing at this giant creature. I imagine it going much better than that.
You still have a bonus action if you have a health potion you want to use or anything else?
Oh yeah, that's a good call. I'm drinking the health potion. For sure. Two
bad swings and then you just set the axe down, reaching your belt for a health potion.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. All right, that's not so bad. I heal for 7.
All right, so your turn?
Yeah.
Dumb, your turn. You've got a cow to girdle in a courtyard a little ways away from you. Redelik and Shanks standing in a scorch of fire.
And the cow to girdle doesn't look very healthy, correct?
It looks extremely unhealthy. If you would have known what a sick cow to girdle looks like if it existed, it would look like this.
Dom is going to cast a first level magic missile upon the Caldergirdle, taking no mercy.
All right. If you If you pop take him down. 6 damage off, you kill him.
That should be a given. Let's see.
Love magic missile.
Okay, 4.
Good start.
And now, 3. It's already killed.
Yay! How do you want to kill this thing, Dom?
I want that missile to eat, to like pierce that udder and like cause there to be several blood vessels popped and it just explode with the shingles of the turtle shell popping off. And I want the sulfuric acid smell to be way worse.
Why do you want that?
I don't know. I just feel like the udder would cause such a thing.
You launch 2 clean magic missiles into this thing's gut. It falls on its stomach and looks completely concerned at you, Redalic, its technical creator. And its shell just pops off and explodes into 1,000 pieces of shrapnel as the smell of sulfur wafts over all of New Goliath. A sure sign that this beast has been vanquished. You see the naysayers start to come out, as well as people who sing your praise and start clapping in the streets if they're not gagging. Right, like people are just throwing coins at your feet. And you see, even the naysayers start to put away their mob materials.
That's okay.
Hear ye, hear ye! See all of ye townspeople of Goliath! The beast is slain! The couch girdle of myth and legend from yours truly, as you can see here in the flesh, slain by these amazing adventurers who helped me. Then he gestures to them, throws coins at them. All of you doubters, I'll expect nothing less than the most heartfelt apology and hefty donation to my future theater. As you can see, there was never any reason to doubt me.
Blessed immunity. It was real. It was actually real. How was I to know that a creature of such a unique and extraordinary description would be real? You see this guy look up to you, right? Like, I'm sorry. I shall never disrespect the arch this way again. What a creature.
Thank you. And as you heard, these types of creatures are drawn to angry mobs, so, and hatred of the arts also, that part. So no more of that, lest another Cowdergirdle be drawn to our quarters. But I think this will send a good message that to any future creatures that this town, we put up a fight.
They'll smell it for sure.
It is safer out there now, thanks to me. But let never again any of you doubt me on my tales. We escaped barely with our lives this time, but imagine if any of the other creatures I've told you about, such as the bear to fly. Imagine if that were to come here. Wouldn't be so funny now, so bet you won't be doubting me anymore.
See, all of the mob members just look like shamed schoolboys and schoolgirls, just hang their heads low. The rest of everyone is just erupting in a chorus of gratitude for the new heroes of New Goliath, and the mayor steps forward. A fine display, Redalic. Textbook adventuring. I never doubted you for a second.
Thank you, Mayor Frank. I'm going to cast Charm Person on him.
All right. He's got something, doesn't he? Wisdom saving throw. What's the DC?
How do I tell?
Are you on D&D Beyond?
Yeah.
It should be under the hit column. It'll say your spell save slash DC. Okay. Be like 13-ish, 14-ish.
14.
Nice. On an 8, you seem to have charmed Mayor Frank's lifeless eyes as he looks to you with gratitude.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Frank. And We'll of course be expecting our rewards.
Of course. A fine theater to make sure you never have a rival in New Goliath, as well as an arcane converter for our friends here. And a fine supplement of gold to assist in the same. We thank you for your service, and he looks out at all of you. New Goliath is safer and more reputable for it.
Yes, yes. Thank you for your generosity. And, you know, seeing such a glorious display right here in the town, surely you realize that no sum of gold would be sufficient for our new friends here. Arcane converter? It's simply, we have so many of them. I believe we could perhaps imbue them with another gift? Imbue?
I mean...
Bestow?
Yeah, bestow.
There's only a few arcane converters, and I do rely on them for my life, so I wouldn't say that they grow on trees. But I mean, that seems fair to me. What did you have in mind, Riddlick?
I think these heroes have shown the utmost bravery and ability in fighting. And yes, this young man, pats Maddox in a flirtatious way. he's just got a crappy short sword. Perhaps we could give him a better weapon. Perhaps the moon sword?
The moon blade?
The what?
Yes. The moon blade?
Blade.
Right, like make a persuasion check with advantage because you've charmed Mayor Frank.
Sweet. Nat 20.
No, let's go.
I didn't know what it was at first because on the doing it online, it's a bee, and yeah, I was like, what is that?
You see, Mayor Frank looks down at Leodric and he says, Leodric, head to the bank and fetch us that moon blade that we confiscated from the Transmutation Lakes, as well as an arcane converter. Leodric goes, gotta give them the moon blade. That's a prize artifact. Damn it, Leodric, did you not just see these people slay a Calgadriddle dressed in front of you? Get to the bank and get them their riches. All right. And you see, he leaves and heads to the town bank. And after a moment of cheering, he comes back with a large crate, opens it up. On top of a bed of gold, you see a perfectly intact arcane converter, as well as a sheathed moonblade, ordained in sort of moonlight-esque elven symbols. We thank you for your service to this town. I'm certain that Redlick's stories of you will last a century.
Better be a millennia, based on what we've just done.
As long as I stay mayor, certainly.
Thanks, Frank.
I only say that because I can't die, but even if I lose in a fair election, I would still insist that your memory would live on.
Right. Thank you, Sir Mayor Frank, for the opportunity. Glad that we lived up to the test.
Yes. I want to cast a cantrip that I've really been wanting to do the whole time. I want to use prestidigitation to cast a little puff of fireworks and sparkles to celebrate this moment. And I go, woohoo! That was fun!
Woohoo! Let's do it again sometime!
Yes!
Please. I hope to follow you on many more of your tales. My duties are here in Goliath, but do send letters. I'll give you my address if you want. Send letters of your tales. I'll turn them into songs. You will always have a place here in my songbook.
And I hope in your songbook I'm a bit brave.
Yes, I couldn't possibly write a ballad about the way that you performed out there, lad.
Thank you.
I think we should walk away from the mayor.
Yeah, walk away from the mayor, maybe.
Yeah.
You guys walk back, heading out towards the bright knight and Gideon in his chariot.
Okay.
You get a moment of separation from the crowd as everyone's just around the character girdle, just infatuated by it.
All right, well, I will need that moon blade. I do need to give it to that elf who... I'm afraid of what he might do. He might tell people it was all a lie if I don't hold up my end of the bargain. So, gift here.
All right. Maddox is going to pass Redelic the blade. And I also think that Maddox interpreted the, like, send mail thing as, like, a love letter.
Oh, he meant it that way.
Yeah. Good. Maddox is like, all right, yeah, I'll be writing. Yeah, you'll hear from me very soon, and we'll stop by, lads, right? Anytime we're passing through, you know, the Scorch, we'll be regulars here in Goliath, and just really want to thank you for all of your support, and you've got a lovely voice, and that's all I've got to say. Max is gonna, like, shuffle a little bit away.
Oh, Maddox, I will write a special ballad about you for how your those kind words, and he kisses his hand again.
Oh!
Shit. Dob looks at Shakes. Like, gives him the eye, like, we're intruding.
I also wonder if at any point Redelic has kissed the Yokonut. It's just an aside.
Yeah, Redelic, as you flip over his hand, you see that there is a massive gem imbued in Maddox's hand, covered in moss on the palm side. You've only kissed the backside so far, but he's seen it. Grotesque jewel lodged in his hand, covered in moss.
Oh my, how peculiar. Yes. Well, I know you're on your way, but you'll have to write to me, Maddox, and tell me the story of how you got that beautiful jewel in you. I will write it into a song about you.
Oh, that's a wonderful tale. I'm quite special with this. Not a lot of people have this. It's really a mark of how incredible I am. That's what I've heard.
Shanks is gonna look at the yokonut in his hand too.
Yeah, Maddox is gonna, like... Maddox is gonna, like, try to, like, just kind of get in front of Shanks.
Dom is going to inspect his hands too, but, like, kind of look disappointed.
Yeah, quit your yapping. We've got time to make. We've got Gideon still back there. You, wrap it up.
All right, yes, Shanks, yes. And then, Maddox is going to reach for Redelic's hand and kiss it himself.
And then, oh, it's getting and then, steamy in here.
Yeah, and then scamper away, I think.
All right, the gang scampers away as Redelic gives you a wave and a little strum on the lute. The new hero of New Goliath. You guys make your way up the way, and you see that the Bright Knight is sitting proud on the edge of the city limits, completely fixed, barring one arcane converter, and Gideon's just there doing some stretches. Ah! Have you secured our prize?
Indeed we have, Sir Gideon. It was a mighty adventure.
Right, but you have a converter.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
Yeah, no, Maddox has it. Maddox has the box. Oh. I'm taking the box. I got the box. Yes, it's
excellent. Let's take it then. And he takes it from you. And he scoops out of the chariot and you hear him plug it in. And he gets back out. All right, let's give it a quick test. And he gets on and goes... And you see the back flash up red. Yep, brake lights are working. And then he turns around and off the front. The front brights up as well. Yep, lights on the front are working as well. All right. And the arcane converter is working brilliantly.
All right. That wasn't just for the lights. Was it?
It wouldn't be a very bright night without the lights, would it?
Oh, God.
All right. Let's continue on our epic journey.
I almost died.
Okay.
Oh, God. We're just piling, dejected.
Gideon takes the reins. He says, "Whew, we've all had quite a day." And he kicks off on the reins.